Well, welcome, and I'm so glad that you're joining me on the monthly calls. How many of you are absolutely satisfied, fully expressed, and fulfilled in all aspects of your life? As I know from working with a number of people, not many of us are just rocking at the top of our game, especially in all areas of our life. Often there's an area or a couple that we're just at the top of our game. But what I know from experience and working with others is that there's usually an area of our life that's the great teacher for us. It's an area that has you keep digging, asking for guidance, and, you know, hopefully looking for solutions. But too often we just see that as problems in our life. But what I believe it is, it's just trying to get our attention to help create the greatest version of yourself. In order to dream big, it's going to require that we choose to break our own rules, choose to step beyond the boundaries or repetitive patterns of thinking and behavior that we've done in our past. So I'm going to ask you to open up and be willing to receive some new perspectives and make some adjustments in your life, like having fun with all you do rather than taking life so seriously. As Jim Allen says, recognize that life is what you got when you were born. Living is what you do with it. And that's what I'm asking you to do. I want to ask you to have the greatest version of yourself. So could you enjoy adding some fun to your life each day? I know when I began this journey, I desperately needed fun. I was way too stressed out, so focused on getting things done. I didn't take time to enjoy anything along the way. And yet I had so much to enjoy and to be grateful for. I wasn't focusing on that. I was going through the motion of being superwoman and burning myself out without even knowing it. And it's just a small shift, like focusing, how could I enjoy all the tasks I have to do or all the things that are happening in my life? Or how could I be relaxed or with ease in doing that? Well, I'd want to help you see that life is meant to be fun and enjoyable while doing all there is to do with your day-to-day activities, your gifts, your family, your desires. I want to help shift that to give every job that you see that you're doing your best and the best attitude. Successful people love what they do and give it their best. And I'd like to take you from mediocre to good or from good to great. I know life is calling you to your greatness. And I know from personal experience that this work is effective and life-changing. Today, I design and intend my life to put fun in it and to put joy in it, and that really guides my life. And so that's what I love doing, is inspiring others to be the best they can be. I love to travel. I love being with family, playing with my grandsons and granddogs, being outside. So what is it that you love to do and that's important to put in your life and maybe put back in your life? So my work is about awakening you to the greatest possibilities for your life so you can be at the top of your game, loving life. That's what I found out, is that there's so much to love about life, but I was so involved in just trying to do so many things that I didn't take the time along the way to really love my life, and I had so much to be grateful for. You know, and I know that each person has a unique gift to give to the world. And whether it's through compassion and your work to make the world a better, peaceful place, or you might like to garden and prepare healthy foods, or you might be one of those people can organize and help others get organized, or help the elderly, or if you've had some kind of trauma in your life, then you can help other people make it through that. I know each of you have a special gift that you can share with the world. And you do that by taking time to know what matters to you, what's most important to you, not just getting up and doing chores and going to work and going through the motion each day, but how can you really live life the life that you desire. And I know when we live on purpose, that whole attitude changes, and it's just a shift in perspective when you know what's most important to you. So I'm excited that I'm offering these monthly calls. I hope to spark some excitement and some thinking about what you truly love. So what if you knew for sure that anything is possible for your tomorrow, for your future, that you're the producer, the director, and you can co-create the version of life just as you want it? Are you aware of how you're creating your life with what you're thinking and feeling and saying? What are your stories about your life? Who are you sharing them with? Is it about the life that you want, or is it about the troubles in your life? I'm here to hopefully open you up to new possibilities for your life and support you in any ways to help you with the transformation that you might be thinking about. You have to know what thrills you and what really excites you, because that's what's going to keep moving you forward. So I thought for our first call that we would start with looking at the circle of your life. And by looking at your life, you should be able to see, you know, where the happiness resides and where you might need more of it, of what you love in your life. Do you know that most people focus more on what they don't want? Let me give you an example if you're like me. Okay, when I ask you to think about your body, what's the first thing you think of? Well, do you think about what a magnificent machine it is, that all the things that your body allows you to do? It's with you every single day. It takes you where you want to go. You can see, you can feel, you can touch. Or are you like me and I see the extra weight and that's all I can focus on? And guess what? We get what we think about. You get more of that. And that's not what we want usually, but that's how it works. Another example is, here in Oklahoma, we've had a record-setting rains. What are we talking about? I don't want more rain. And I totally get it, because it has been a bit much. But life is created by the stories that we tell. So what story are you telling about your life? Is it more about what's right or about what's wrong? More about what you want or what you don't want? And as Joel Osteen says, our cars were created with a huge front windshield to see where we're going and a small rear view mirror. But yet often we speak more about our past and the things that aren't working. So this first call is an overview to spend time looking at your life as a whole, seeing which aspect of your life you're living on high and which area you might like to add some more zest or to step it up or to go in a new direction. Is your life out of balance? And that certainly was for me when I began this work. What could you do to help create some harmony so you don't feel so overwhelmed, to help you understand? You do have the power to change it and create it in the direction you want. So now let's make this meaningful for you. Hopefully you downloaded the Circle of Life template and looked at the three questions and maybe even answered the three questions. How satisfied are you with each area of your life on a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 was the highest? And how much of your time are you spending in each of the areas? And what would be the ideal time? Because what I know is, until you're aware of where you are, you can't make the changes. And so it's important to take time and sit and reflect on these kinds of things. So as you begin reflecting on these questions in your life, let's begin our lesson with a short centering exercise, just a way to slow down your thoughts and take time to focus on this. Focus on these questions. Where are you in your life right now? And where do you want to be? And I believe that you have access to all the wisdom and guidance and answers you need inside of you. I don't believe anyone else has your answers. Yeah, there's teachers and people that can help you get there, but you have what's right for you and what's best for your life. And just by centering and slowing down, you can focus on what's most important to you. So the more you trust this process of slowing down, going within, the more quickly your answers will come. And I hope you spend some time practicing it if you're already not doing it. And just kind of think about it as your inner business guide or your inner warrior, your inner health guide. It can be God, universe, your angels, whatever you need to help you go within and be asking for what you need. It's there to live, to help you live your highest self and to guide you to your greatest life. So let's take a moment and just close your eyes and take a deep breath and just let your body relax and just sink into those questions. And just notice how you're feeling. And just allow yourself to let go of anything from your day that might be playing in your mind so that you can focus on what's important for you in this time together. Breathe in and let your body relax a little more. Notice if you have any expectations about the call, or if there's anything that could be in your way of receiving exactly what you need with this time together. Breathe again and just notice your heart. Just imagine connecting with that inner wisdom, this place where you have guidance for everything that you want. Notice feeling your heartbeat in your palm. Notice feeling your heartbeat in your cheeks. Notice with some small intention how you can change what you feel. Allow yourself to just take in another breath. And what is your intention for this Dream Big monthly call tonight? What would you love to receive? And take a breath and come back to the call. So as you think about your Wheel of Life, and if you didn't get that Wheel of Life, if you didn't download it, I can help you in a few minutes and tell you exactly where you can find it. But what I'd like you to do is to choose one area that you feel like right now would help you the most. Would it be peace, rest, joy, financial freedom, better health, fun? It doesn't have to be a monumental goal, but let it be one that the results from it can make a huge difference in your life. What do you need right now? Next month, our call is going to be on money. In August, it's going to be on our physical and being healthy. And then September, relationships. So what could support you right now as you think about taking the time for yourself? What area, where could you use the most support? And what would be possible if you knew that this area of your life can be better than it's ever been? Do you have faith in yourself that it can be better and different than it's been? Make a decision to invest in your growth and expand in this area. It is exciting times because if you believe it can happen and if you're willing to do the work and get the support you need, you can have whatever it is that you're hoping to get. It can be in an area of discomfort or discontent that you're thinking about what you need for this month. Is that with work, your relationship, health, or money? Whatever's right for you. The areas of our lives that aren't working are places where we're out of integrity in some way. They're areas where we don't tell the truth to ourselves, like I'm $10,000 in debt, to really find out that I have $45,000 worth of credit card debt. Or I'm home every evening, I'm with my kids, but I'm not really present to anyone because I'm doing so many other things. Sometimes we don't have healthy boundaries where we make excuses and are irresponsible in our actions and behaviors. there's a tendency to deny or avoid the areas where we struggle. Often we'll overcompensate for an area that we don't feel good about by investing our time and energy someplace else. But if you want this magnificent life, overcompensation won't work. It's important to balance our life and have it in the percentages and in the way that you want, that you created as you started thinking about those three questions. Can you think about an area where you might be out of integrity in your life and could use this month to put some attention on it, to get it back in balance, to have it working the way that you want? I have an example for you that there was a woman who thought she wanted to work on her relationship with her husband. Then she realized her spending habits in the area of money and finances is what she's mostly been avoiding. In becoming responsible for that, she found her relationship improved dramatically. She felt better about herself and ended up finding ways to buy the house she wanted. So it pays great dividends to really face up to those things where we might be struggling. So I want to share a three-step process to make that possible for you. And you can use this wherever you want to add to your life, change, or create, to make dreams come to reality. So first of all, you have to think about, what is it you want? Is that to have a vacation, to have time alone, to put some peace in your life? That's where I was when I started all this. Is it to write a book, to take flying lessons, master gardening? What is it for you? You know, allow yourself to dream big and have what you want. You can have everything you want if you get yourself in alignment with it. And this is where you really need to get clear. And you have to think about, you know, why do I want this? Why is this important to me? And because the why is what's going to keep you moving forward. You know, because we all do. It's always exciting when we first begin something, but 2 days out or a week out, that's just like New Year's resolutions. You know, the percentage of people that never keep with those are huge because we don't have the motivation. But when you really understand your why is it you want some more peace in your life? Why is it that you want this vacation? You know, and really create visions of what that is for you. Nowadays, Pinterest is so fun. Sometimes you might be on that too long. But it really gives you an opportunity to create great visuals of what you want in your life. The internet has different examples of what you want. And think about, how will you feel the more that you can really be it? You know, when you can see it, you can feel it, and just be in it like it's happening, the more quickly that will happen for you. But this is the first step in really deciding what it is that you want. And then the second step is, where are you right now with what you desire? And awareness is the first step to making any change. Just like when I talked about before, we have to become honest and real about, where's my credit card debt? Or where are you in creating peace? And what we want to do is have it real and to be able to make the small steps to make it happen in our lives. It's a critical step because often we don't want to look at situations that we don't like. We often don't want to look at our reality, our spending, the bills, the debt compared to our income. If it's you want a new weight or a different size, where are you right now for real, not for what you want? We know we don't like it, but in order to live the life you desire, it's time to make a commitment where you are. And be honest and acknowledge and not beat yourself up and feel horrible about it. One of the tools that I always try to teach about is being the observer instead of the judge or critic. The observer is one that just notices, oh yeah, I'm 20 pounds overweight. Not beat myself up over how could you have let that happen to you or whatever it is that your means of talking to yourself. So what are the long-term consequences for not making the changes that you want or not doing what you want in your life? Do you believe it's possible? Maybe there's some inside work that has to happen to so that you can have your dream come true. Your outside work is a reflection of what's happening inside. And then the third step to this process is to make the detailed plan to get you from where you are and where you want to be. And this is so critical because sometimes, you know, if you're like me, I'm impatient and I want to take huge leaps. I want it all gone tomorrow, or I want to have exactly what I want. And that's not realistic. And so you stay in a fantasy that way instead of really where you want to be. So as you're making this plan, let's break it down into small steps, because what can you do quickly too? Because you want to build momentum. You want to get things going in the direction that you want. And then you need to add timelines for the things that you're going to do. So, for example, let's take the $45,000 worth of credit card debt. Knowing you kind of begin with the end in mind that you want to be financially independent. So it's time, you know, to fill in that gap. Here I am, $45,000 in debt just with my credit cards, and I would like to be financially independent and free of any debt. So the first thing, you know, to make it into incremental steps would be writing down all my income and then writing down all my monthly payments and all the balances. And this might be a huge first step, just facing what's there. And a big part of this, too, is to celebrate and acknowledge yourself for having the courage to really decide to make a change and really keep in mind being debt-free. So what would be your next step to make that happen? So then you want to make it small victories so that you can keep the momentum going. So, for instance, you pay off the smallest balance first so you can have a quick victory, and then take that money and add it to other things. Support yourself with people like Dave Ramsey or Susie Orman, or there's Challenge Bug that have like 14-day challenges on money or health or whatever you want that really can help support you as you do that. So it's important in this third step is to make your detailed plans and break it into small steps. And then ask yourself, what's one thing that you can do today to begin this journey? And who can you tell about your dreams, your plans? And share this with someone who can support you and help you keep going. It's more likely that your change will happen if you connect with someone who believes in you and your dream. Don't share it with people who are naysayers or who want to stay in mediocrity. You want more than that for your life. You might have noticed I created a private Facebook group for this, because research has shown that in order to make changes take place in your life you desire, you need support, feedback, and accountability. I'll be in on the Facebook group, coaching and sharing thoughts about your needs. You can find a buddy. You can use this Facebook group. Find others doing similar work. Whatever you need to keep you inspired and moving towards your dreams. And keep that I can and will do this attitude and plan. And celebrate all along the way. This is an area that I really didn't even know about, didn't even think about, and often forgot, because I just thought, okay, I've got these goals to do, let's get it done and go forth and do it. So you need to honor your commitments and show gratitude and appreciation, and you attract more of that and you see what's possible. And it just builds momentum and excitement for you. So I want you to create a structure like these three-step processes, you know, and break it down and follow it so that you can have what that you want. Another great thing that happens is I've asked you to choose one area of your life for right now. And whenever you learn any structures in this one area, it will transfer easily to another area. So, for instance, if you realize you need to speak up or you need to set some boundaries and take time for yourself if what you wanted was alone time, those strategies can help you in all aspects of your life. So as you go through these sessions, it's just easier to focus on one area, because it also seems too overwhelming and it doesn't seem real to think, she keeps telling me I can get what I want, but I don't really believe it because it's too much. And that's why I said, do one thing. And if it's only one thing this week you can do, mark it down in your calendar and say, on Thursday evening, I'm going to do this. But just small steps get you moving towards where you want to go. So this circle of life exercise that I started with tonight is just meant to be a reflection time for you to take time to see how you're living your life and if it's in alignment with what your vision of your life is. And maybe ask yourself, have you created a vision for what you want in your life? Often our discontent is because we are out of alignment with what's really important to us because we really haven't defined that and we haven't shared that with others. So exercises like these can help you just take the time and see what's most important to you and help you get back on track. Any time that there's an angst in your life, it's a message that what's happening is not in alignment with what you want. And often this goes unconscious, and too often it's discounted, you know, like, oh, I've got too much to do to be bothered by that. But what happens sometimes is we get an illness or some big situation happens, and then guess what? It's a wake-up call. And sometimes it is that enough to make you slow down to think about, oh, my gosh, I really did want some quiet time for myself, but I didn't want it this way. But we have to be careful what we ask for. I want you to know you can choose to design your life the way you dreamed it would be before you hit bottom or a catastrophe like I did. And does everything fall in place all the time? No. But one of the great things about really taking charge of this is a tool that you can learn is how to respond rather than react to situations because you have it within you to get you back on track and that feels in alignment. You take charge of your life, and you're not a victim to the outside events of life. The important thing is to know what you want and then create it, not just go through the motions of tomorrow's the next day I have to get all my chores done and the next day. Make your life one that's worth living. Just like what I shared with you, the quote of Jim Allen, you were given this life, you were born, but living it is what you do with it. So each month, my hope is that I'll give you a little information like this, and then I'll open it for question and answers. And so I hope, like today, you can think about this three-step process. You can think about an area of your life, and just even becoming aware of it is a huge step. Like, you know, I can take time, you know, even if it's 15 minutes this week to do something different. So I've talked way too long, and now I want to hear from you. I'd like you to share with what's important to you, what you want for your life, or any questions that you might have for me. And what you'll have to do is hit *6. But I'd like you to say your first name and then share with us what you are thinking about you're going to do for this next month as you looked at the circle of your life. So, is there someone that would like to begin and share? Anybody, *6, if you'd like to speak up. It always helps each other if you're willing to speak up and share what you're thinking about is possible for your life. It helps spark some energy. Anybody willing to speak up? Well, as I think about this call, one of the things that I want to ask you to do and I want to leave you with on each of the calls is any inspired action, is the inspired action I'd like you to take till our next call. And then if you join the Facebook group, I'd love you to share in the Facebook group what you've chosen and how's it going for you or how we can help support you to make that possible for you. But I'd really like you to choose an area and then make a plan for what you want to happen and break it down into the small steps. And if you're wanting some more information or really look at putting your life on purpose, then in my book, Making Your Dreams Come True, A 21-Day Journey to Your Higher Self, there's some activities in there to help you create living your life on purpose. And then what you do is align everything that you're doing in your life around that. So remember, it's in the details and the step-by-steps. The little steps in your discipline will one day turn into big shifts in your life. And it's in these inspired actions, not have to or should or any of that. And that's why your compelling why is so important. I really want this vacation because, you know, why is that so important? Because it's so much fun and we enjoy it and we need the time away just to focus on us or whatever it is for you that's so important. You have to know that, and there has to be passion and drive in that. And so it's in the inspired actions that you create the life you desire, because that higher energy is where you want to go also. I offer free discovery sessions if you want to help get clear about what's important to you. And I'd like to leave you thinking about, stay focused on what you want. Be committed and decide today you are going to take the time for you, yourself, and for what you want. So next month, our Dream Big call will be on money. And in August, it's going to be on the physical part and being healthy. And September will be on relationships. And do I have anybody that would like to speak up and share what they'd like, what's going to go on for them next month? Well, thank you so much for joining me, and I appreciate you taking the time to dream big and make your life the way you want it. Thanks so much. Thank you.